Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 33 today, verses 1 through 9. Jeremiah 33, verses 1 through 9. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah that were torn down to make a defense against the siege mounds and against the sword. They are coming in to fight against the Chaldeans and to fill them with the dead bodies of men whom I shall strike down in my anger and my wrath. For I have hidden my face from this city because of all their evil. Behold, I will bring it to health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel and rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy and praise and glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and all the prosperity I provide for it. Now, what I want to do today, as we continue in this same theme that we've been looking at in the challenges this week, God uses cities, lands, and peoples to show off his glory and his goodness. My question is, can he use you? You see, in order for God to use Jerusalem, it has to be purified before he can use it. And that's the way God works in all people's lives, in all situations. Before he can use something, he has to purify it. We see that with David. Before he used David as the king and as his mighty warrior, he took him through a purification process where he had to hide from Saul. And he had to, whether he's going to learn to whether rely on his own strength to defeat Saul or wait on God. We see Abraham promised to be a mighty nation and promised descendants that are more than he could count. And yet God took him through a purification process where he had to, was he going to try to fix it and make it happen himself, or was he going to wait on God? Joseph, the same way. Joseph was given the visions of the family bowing down to him, and he was going to be in authority and power, and yet it didn't happen right away. He had to go through a purification process before he came into that blessing, because he had to learn to not try to make things happen himself, but to wait on God. Peter, we see Peter, who wants to be the leader, and he always wants to be the first one to answer, yet he had to go through a purification process where he realized in and of himself he was nothing. He was not able to even preach the word of God to a girl or a people and admit he even knew the Lord Jesus until after he had been through that purification process, was humbled and broken, and then the Spirit of God could indwell him and empower him to do what God had for him to do. The question goes again, you can see it in Isaiah, and when God says, who will I send? Who will go for me? And Isaiah says, here am I, send me. Well, guess what? Prior to that, though, he had to go through a purification process where the angel came and touched his lips after he had realized his sinfulness and the sinfulness of his people and how he lived among a people of unclean lips, and how he had unclean lips, and the angel came and touched his lips with the coal from the altar. Folks, listen to me. God wants to use all of us. He uses cities, nations, lands for his purposes, but he puts them through a purification process before they could be ultimately used. Listen to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Jesus is speaking. Jesus says, you're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Some of you might say, well, I can't be used by God. I'm broken. I've sinned. I'm of no use. Oh, listen. That means you've been taken through the purification process where you realize it's him and not you. If you think people are going to listen to you because you've been a sinless person and because you've done so good, that's not God's glory. That's not God's power. Never. Do your good works before men so they may see your good works and glorify your Father, because they'll realize that isn't Joe. I know Joe. Joe couldn't do that. Joe's a broken individual. But when that kind of a life starts to happen, God gets the glory. Folks, listen to me. Don't be afraid of being used by God, but don't also be surprised if he doesn't take you through a purification process first. He did it with the nation of Israel. He's doing it with the city of Jerusalem and so on. One day, it'll all become clear and God will get the full glory, but let the purification process have its work. I want to share some more with you next week from on Monday from Jeremiah. Tomorrow we're going to be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.